and that is that Jesus is the only visible manifestation of the Trinity. Jesus is the only visible manifestation of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is invisible. According to John chapter 3 and verse 8, it's like the wind. You can't see the Holy Spirit. And we know that God, the Father, cannot be seen because no man has seen God at any time.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us today for the first half of God Mark, When God Cares Enough to Send His Very Best. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of God Mark, When God Cares Enough to Send His Very Best.
As we come today, this is our third week of Advent, and so we are going to continue on with our theme, Genuine Christmas Lights. And there's a lot of artificial lights, but we thank God that there are some genuine Christmas lights. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you today, and we thank you, Lord, for, just worship. And Lord, just being able to connect with you. And Lord, I know that sometimes in our lives there are just so many distractions, Lord, that take our hearts, our minds away from being intimate with you. But Lord, we just thank you for this moment in time where we can connect with the heart of God. And Lord, we pray that as we come to hear the word now, Lord, that there would be an even deeper connection. Lord, that we would experience you in ways that we may have not experienced you before. Lord, touch every soul, touch every heart as we share the word of God today. And as we come, we invite the congregation to come and dine. The master's calling, come and dine. You can feast at Jesus' table anytime. He who fed the multitudes and turn the water into wine. Come and dine. The master's calling. Come and dine. Feed us, Lord, at your table. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. The title of my message today is God Mark. And this is when God cares enough to send his very best. As I think about the theme, Hallmark, their slogan many years ago was, when you care enough to send the very best. And as we think about God and his love for us, that there are times when God is like Hallmark, and that is that he cares only enough to send the very best. God looks at some situations, and he doesn't send a man. You remember when David fell into sin with Bathsheba, and David went unrepentant, that God sent a man, Nathan the prophet, to speak to David. There was a time when Daniel was fasting and praying and needed to hear from the Lord, and God sent Michael the archangel. But there comes a time when God cares enough to send only the very best. And this is when he sends his son, Jesus Christ, who is the very best. As we think about times that Christ has shown up, we look at his appearances in the Old Testament, that these are times when God cared enough to send the very best. All right. These are called Christophanies. Oh, we're getting into some deep theology this morning, but you know, my objective is to take that which is deep and to put it on the lower shelves so that we all can reach it. And so when you think about a Christophany, A Christophany was an appearance of Christ in the Old Testament. Now, this word Christophany comes from two Greek words, Christos, which means Christ, and Phano, which means to appear. And so a Christophany was an appearance of Christ before his incarnation. There were times in the Old Testament when Jesus stepped out of eternity and stepped into time. There were times in the Old Testament when Jesus left heaven and came to earth. And these events, and I tell you what, probably every one of you in here are familiar with each one of these times when Jesus stepped out of eternity and stepped into time. Again, these are called Christophanies. And as you think about Christophanies and the appearance of God, that there are sometimes we need Jesus to show up in an extra special way. And I find that Christmas is a time that we need Jesus to show up in an extra special way. That he showed up some 2,000 years ago in an extra special way, but many times we need for him to show up today. There was a report put out by Consumer Reports, and they listed the things people dread the most about the holidays. The things that people dread the most about the holidays. And I began to think that maybe the reason that people dread these things about the holidays is because Jesus hasn't shown up in their life, right? So they listed these occasions that people dread, that just stress people out during a time when we celebrate the Prince of Peace, birth. Some people get stressed out with crowds and long lines. Now, I'm not sure if you can put this in there, but this is definitely one of my stressors is traffic. And just people driving crazy, right? That's one thing that I dread about this time. Just the traffic gets terrible. But some people dread crowds and long lines. Some people dread the holidays because they're going to pick up a few pounds. I guess if somebody finds a secret to that, no, there's no secret to it. Just, you just got to be disciplined, right? And you can come through the holidays just like any other day. But it is a fact that this is a time of the year that people do gain weight. And some people dread the fact that they're going to gain weight. Some people dread the idea of gift shopping, just having to pick the right thing for the right person, and then you pick it out, and then they don't like it, and then, it just causes, uneasy feelings. Some people dread traveling during the holidays. Some people, now, I don't know about you, but I love all my relatives. I love all my relatives, so if any ones that I see, I'm excited about that. But maybe you're not in that category, right? Maybe there's some people that you don't want to see, right? And I just leave it at that. Endless holiday music, just listening to music in the stores, on the radio. Some people dread that. Some people dread disappointing gifts. Some people dread having to attend holiday parties. Now, here goes one right here. Some people dread having to be nice. So what is that saying? The rest of the year that they're not nice? I mean, if you dread having to be nice, then that might be an indication on where your spirit is the rest of the year. And then holiday tipping, how much do I tip my garbage man, my barber, my hairdresser? So some people, dread and stress over all those things. And so I'm coming to tell you today that Jesus comes into our life so that we might have victory in every one of those areas. So, as for me, my main stressor, driving, that if if Jesus shows up in my car, all stress is gone. Right? Now, again, I'm not saying that he's going to bodily come and sit in your car, but you know how Jesus comes in your car? Is that you invite him there. And that you say, Lord, you know this is a time of the year that I dread. Lord, you know that this is stressful. And Father, I just ask that you come, that you calm my spirit, that you guide and direct me, that you allow me to stay focused, and when anything happens out of sorts, that I would be able to come back and focus on the God that I love. As Aaron sang this morning, you won my affection. Let me ask you a question. Could you go and drive in crazy traffic? Now, I'm not talking about 60 miles or 70 miles an hour. I'm just talking about in holiday traffic, you know, where it's stop and go, things like that. Could you have that song on, be singing that song, and that song touch your heart, and you get stressed out through driving? There's no way in the world, because you want to stay centered. You want to stay focused. And so my point is that Jesus shows up during those special times when we invite him in. So this morning, we're going to talk about some times when he showed up in the Old Testament. And he showed up as the angel of the Lord. He showed up. Jesus shows up as the angel of the Lord. Now, I'm not going to go in depth in this right here, but just to say, because we're going to look at this angel of the Lord, that when the angel of the Lord showed up, we see that the angel of the Lord is God. Now, when the Bible says an angel from the Lord, you know, that's different. But when it says the angel of the Lord, you know, we're talking about God showing up, because the angel of the Lord is omnipresent, is omniscient, is omnipotent, is holy, and has the power of life and of death. And I would like to propose the thesis to you this morning that Jesus is the angel of the Lord. Jesus Christ is the angel of the Lord. You say, well, where do you get that from? Well, we see that the angel of the Lord, and we're going to look at these in a little bit more depth, shows up in Judges 13 to the parents of Samson. And Samson's father said, well, tell me what your name is. And he said, why do you ask me what my name is, seeing that it is, what's that? Wonderful. Seeing that it is wonderful. And then in Isaiah chapter 9, when it's talking about Jesus Christ, what is he called? Wonderful Counselor. You know, the same Hebrew word that's used in Judges 13:8 is the exact same Hebrew word that's used in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. The same word, the unique word, the word wonderful. It applied to the angel of the Lord, and it applied to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is wonderful. And then we see that the angel of the Lord is God and was manifested in the Old Testament. And we see that Jesus, and I know, you know, I'll probably get some pushback on this, but I don't have time to debate it this morning. But if you want to call, we can sit down and we can talk to this at length. And that is that Jesus is the only visible manifestation of the Trinity. Jesus is the only visible manifestation of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is invisible. According to John chapter 3 and verse 8, it's like the wind. You can't see the Holy Spirit. And we know that God, the Father, cannot be seen, because no man has seen God at any time. So these manifestations that we see are of Jesus Christ. Now, there are some things called theophanies, and this is, you know, where God takes on a visible form, but it's usually, you know, a form like smoke or fire or something like that. But Jesus, when he showed up as the angel of the Lord, he showed up in a physical form. So let's look at some of these situations. First, we see that the angel of the Lord appeared to Hagar. That Jesus stepped out of heaven, stepped on this earth, and appeared to Hagar. In Genesis chapter 16, verses 1 through 13. And because we don't have all day to read all the scriptures, because they're at length, I kind of summarized them in your notes. So if you look in your notes, let's look at the summary here. Abraham and Sarah could not have children. So they agreed that Abraham would lie with Hagar, Sarah's handmaiden, and she would bear a child for them. This was in agreement with legal customs of that day, when the handmaiden could bear a child for the wife, and this would be the wife's child. When Hagar got pregnant, she began to despise Sarah. The word despise comes from the Hebrew word kalal, and it means to regard as worthless or less than. That Hagar began to despise Sarah because she felt that Sarah was less or worthless than her because she was able to bear children and Sarah wasn't. As a result, such a conflict arose between the two of them that Hagar fled from the home. And as she fled, look at this, the angel of the Lord found Hagar by a well in the wilderness and instructed her to go back and she would be blessed by the Lord. And so she obeyed and went back. And the name of the place where the Lord spoke with Hagar was called Beer Lehi Roy, which means the well of the living one who sees me. So the angel of the Lord shows up. Jesus Christ shows up to Hagar to let her know that this was the will of God as far as her going back. Now, I tried to think about how can we connect this to what we're dealing with today. And so I thought about it like this, that if you go to that next slide, that the angel of the Lord, and I'm going to be relating some scriptures to the book of Philippians. Actually, I did an article, and the article was entitled Holiday Stress Busters. And we looked at Philippians chapter 4 and talked about how to deal with holiday stress busters. So when you think about the interaction between Sarah and Hagar, just think about this, that here Hagar is walking around the house despising Sarah because she's unable to have children. And Sarah begins to feel the tension, and there's conflict that arises between the two of them. And the angel of the Lord shows up, tells her to go back because everything is going to be all right. And as you look at how that's connected, you know, we need to deal with other people gently. Right? The angel of the Lord showed up because there were some rough patches between these two individuals. And so we, as the people of God, we need to learn how to deal with each other gently. Don't allow people to stress you out, but exercise patience with everyone. Philippians chapter 4, verse 5 says, let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. The word moderation means gentleness. That's what that word means, gentleness. During this time of hustle and bustle, when you could be like Hagar and Sarah and tensions mount between you and others, let your gentleness be seen by all people. And you know how you do that? By inviting the angel of the Lord to show up. That as you feel the pressure, as you feel the stress, you'll realize that Christ is incarnate now through the Holy Spirit. And that through the Holy Spirit, that we can treat others with kindness. And that when people rub us and people grate us and people get on our last nerve, that we can have that gentle spirit. That spirit when people will look at you and think that you should have lost your mind up in here. And you, man, There's just this overwhelming sense of gentleness that comes out of your spirit. That there's a sense of, you know, it's like, you know, some people say, well, you know what? You did something to me, and I'm going to put my religion on the shelf, and I'm going to get you straight. See, I've heard that said over the years, and I find out when people say, when they preface things, but they're going to put their religion on the shelf, that I realize that nothing good is getting ready to come from what you're getting ready to do or say. That's what I realize. How much more powerful during this time of the year, how much more powerful of a testimony if we would allow our gentleness to be seen. Just people to look at you and see the gentleness of the Lord come out of your spirit. And so, Lord, right now I pray that anybody in this room, when they get aggravated and they get irritated and they want to go off on somebody during this time of the year, really any time of the year, but we're talking about this time of the year, I pray right now that the Holy Spirit would bring conviction to their heart and stop them in their tracks and let them realize that you would want us to respond with gentleness. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The next time that the angel of the Lord shows up, he appears to Abraham. In the notes, it says in Genesis 22, we read the account of God calling Abraham to sacrifice his son of promise, Isaac, on Mount Moriah. When Abraham was about to slay Isaac on the altar, the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord called out and said to him, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. Then God, provided a ram in the bush to be substituted for Isaac. And Abraham identified God as Yahweh Jireh. Yahweh Jireh, the God who provides. That when the angel of the Lord showed up to Abraham, he showed up and let Abraham know that I am the God who provides. If we realize that God provides, then we should be content. Is contentment the rule of the day for you this month? Contentment. Is that the rule of the day for you? God revealed himself to Abraham as Yahweh Jireh, the God who provides. So we need to be content with God's provision. We need to, you do what you can and don't worry about what you can't do. Be content with whatever you receive, right? Be content. You know, one of my favorite shows, and I've said it here on many occasions, is Everybody Loves Raymond. And I remember watching a Christmas episode of Everybody Loves Raymond. And they were at Raymond's house, and they were talking. And Raymond's mother came back, and she had all these gifts. It was a day after Christmas. She had all these gifts in her hands. And she came in to say something to him. And one of the people said, isn't that crock pot I bought you? And she heard it and ran out the door. Well, why did she run out the door? Because she was taking everything that she received back to the store. Because she was not content.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Godmark, when God cares enough to send his very best. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Godmark, when God cares enough to send his very best, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Godmark, when God cares enough to send his very best. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Godmark, when God cares enough to send His very best. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Galaise. Dr. Galaise is the author of 8 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now, for Dr. Galaise and our volunteer staff, I'm your host, Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.